95.5 KLOS. Good morning, Sports on Tap with JD and the Bush, Def Leppard from Pyromania. What an album. The debut almost came out. That's the album that people discovered them on, though, is Pyromania. Photograph was all over the radio, and actually, so was that one, Too Late for Love. Let's see. What was I just saying last week, talking about the Kershaw mystery back injury? Well, this week, and saying that it's just really only about getting, and it's a ploy, you know, this is about getting rest for your ace. Well, fast forward a week to this weekend, and what do we have? The Nationals' Max Scherzer on the 10-day DL with neck inflammation. You talk about making up injuries. Neck inflammation is what they've decided to do for the two-time Cy Young Award winner Max Scherzer. The 10-day DL means, and it's retroactive to the 15th, which is 5 days ago. So it's basically he's going to miss one start, maybe two. What's that? He's going to miss two starts and get a massage. That's pretty much about it. Now, Yu Darvish of the Dodgers also going on the 10-day DL. I'm not so convinced that that is a ploy or a ruse or just trying to get him some rest. I mean, you want to get him some work and get him used to working with the squad and things like that. That's also a back issue. Man, what's up with all the back issues in pitching lately? I don't know, but there seems to be a whole bunch of it. But yeah, I think that it's funny. Max Scherzer coming up right on the heels. It's another phantom injury. Neck inflammation. What's neck inflammation? What happened? Stop too quick and the seatbelt grab you by the neck or what? All right. Also, Colin Kaepernick continues to be in our news this week in the sports world. And a guy who was paid to rip Colin Kaepernick's head off a couple of years ago when Cap was with the 49ers, Michael Bennett, is making a big deal out of his protest. Maybe he's going to be the guy this year that sits down all season long through the anthem. He's done it through two preseason games this year already, and he's getting some other teammates to join him. Another odd thing, too, is that a group of police officers in the New York area got together and even had T-shirts, Kaepernick T-shirts made up, to show their solidarity and their support for a guy who has said, I don't want any help. I don't need the support. I don't want the players union to go in there and try and sue for me. You've got the leader of the NAACP in the state of Georgia who has stepped up and said, there'll be no football in the state of Georgia until Colin Kaepernick has a job. That may be a little bit of a bold statement because trying to stop college football in the deep south like that, good luck with that. All right. Well, coming up, we've got Bushka Facts. We've got all kinds of stuff as well, as an opportunity for you to score. Every weekend, we've got fun stuff for you to win. We've got it this week, too. We'll tell you about it next. It's 95.5 KLOS.
KLOS wants to send you on a Disney Cruise Line vacation with something for everyone in the family on board. From exciting water fun to amazing dining to the new Beauty and the Beast stage show, plus a day at their private island, this could be your Disney dream cruise come true. Listen all weekend for your chance to win a trip on the Disney Cruise sailing from Port Canaveral. From the Rock of Southern California, 95.5 KLOS.
I want you to join me and my dirty biker buddies and forget about life's challenges for a while at Top Rocker Harley-Davidson. Come in, meet the friendly staff, and take a test ride on any new bike in stock. And you buy a new 2017 in August, and you can pick your special package. You can choose from riding gear, a street cannon muffler, or first service on them. They provide credit opportunities to the working man that thought he couldn't be financed. And simply put, they put the working man on a Harley-Davidson. So visit them online at TopRockerHD.com.
The key to success? Keep it simple, especially when it comes to hiring. And nobody makes it easier than Indeed.com. Post a job in minutes, set up screener questions, manage your candidates from one dashboard. According to an independent study, 5 times more hires are made through Indeed than any other job site. New users claim your $50 credit to post a sponsored job at Indeed.com/credit. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Dirty cleats, chocolate, juice boxes, that's life. A carpet that resists all that and more, that's life proof, only from the Home Depot. It has advanced stain-proof technology woven in to resist whatever life throws at it, or on it, for years. And a guaranteed low price that covers any budget, beautifully. Visit HomeDepot.com/lifeproof to learn more or visit a store to schedule a measure today. Lifeproof carpet, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Yours only.
Toyota's National Clearance Event is going on now, and that means huge factory cashback savings on all remaining 2017s, like $2,000 cashback on a new 2017 Prius Liftback, Corolla, or RAV4, $2,500 back on a new RAV4 Hybrid, $3,000 on a new Camry, Camry Hybrid, or Sienna. There's even $4,000 cash back on a new Avalon or Avalon Hybrid. So come in today for the biggest savings of the year. Must take delivery from 2017 new car dealer stock by midnight September 5th.
Now it's easier than ever to search for the best deal on a Toyota car, truck, or SUV. Buy at Toyota.com, the only official site for your Southern California Toyota dealers. There, you can locate a dealer, search our inventory, and find the perfect car with all our current offers. Save time and money. Go direct to the source. Buy at Toyota.com.
We make it easy on you.
Toyota, let's go places.
Go, oh, oh, O'Reilly.
Looking for quality auto parts for your vehicle? Shop one of the Los Angeles area O'Reilly Auto Parts stores. You'll find we have convenient locations, thousands of brand name parts in stock, extended store hours, everyday low prices, and well-trained professional parts people. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices, every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, it's Marcy. You're sitting there staring at that same picture you've had on the wall for way too long, aren't you? Yeah, I had a feeling. You know what you need to do? And I've been telling you about this place that I absolutely love, the Home Consignment Center. Beautiful furniture, every style decor, and it's all unique. It's consigned from homes in Southern California, so it's local. And some of these are brand new from model homes and brand new from factory samples from their exclusive partnership with high-end furniture purveyors. You save because of their consignment pricing model. If you want to freshen up your space, you want it to look and be high-end, but you want to do it and save some cash at the same time, I mean, whoa, right here, this is your place. They offer pickup and delivery, and they can take it right to their warehouse. But see, that's what they do, and you're going to save a lot of time, a lot of money, by just swinging by and checking this out. Revamp the look of your whole home. Don't spend a fortune. The Home Consignment Center has five SoCal showrooms, Laguna Niguel, Yorba Linda, Newport, Irvine, Foothill Ranch, and Calabasas. You can find them online at thehomeconsignmentcenter.com. Check them out. You're going to love them.
Riverside Harley and Huntington Beach Harley need used inventory. So we're giving 110% of Kelley Blue Book value when trading for a new Harley through Sunday. Riverside Harley and Huntington Beach Harley have finance specialists on site to help get you approved. Hell, we trade anything. Bikes, cars, RVs, and more. California's largest inventory with access to over 1,000 Harleys.
Oh, way too much in your trade?
Back off, Bro Jackson. I've got this. Get 110% of Kelley Blue Book trade value right now at Riverside and Huntington Beach Harley.
Hi, you've reached the high fashion hotline.
Hi, I need an update.
Haircut?
No, my jeans, they're outdated.
Run to Old Navy for tons of new jean styles on sale right now.
Old Navy?
Yes, try the new Rockstar 24/7. Now with more stretch and comfort than ever, you can feel and look fabulous. Plus, all jeans for the whole family are on sale up to 50% off, starting at $15 for adults and from $10 for kids.
Up to 50% off all jeans?
Yep, say hi to new denim at Old Navy and oldnavy.com.
It's a date. New jeans at Old Navy.
High fashion, Old Navy. Valid 810 to 823. Excludes clearance.
Rock in 62.7 seconds, give or take.
Hey, it's Jim. I can't take your call right now. I'm digging for oil in my basement to help pay for my family's mobile bill. A little crazy, you say? You try getting a data plan that has enough gigs for my family. And I thought braces were expensive. We definitely need a switch.
Stuck in a dysfunctional family plan? Switch to Boost Best Family Plan right now and get four lines for just $25 per line, each with unlimited gigs. With Metro PCS, you only get 2 gigs per line for the same price. Plus, switch today and get up to 4 free phones, all on the fast and reliable Sprint Nationwide network. Boost makes it easy to switch. Switching makes it easy to save.
Offer ends 9/10/17. Requires one line to port in. Lines include unlimited data, talk, and text. Video streams optimized at up to 480p plus resolution. Music up to 500 kilobits per second and cloud gaming up to 2 megabits per second. Data deprioritization applies during congestion. Comparison based on Metro PCS's 2GB promo plan as of 4/25/17. For additional details, visit their website. Free phones while supplies last. Requires port in and activation on $100 plan. Coverage and offers not available everywhere. Restrictions apply.
Sports on Tap brought to you by Top Rocker Harley Davidson.
Ready? Now, more of your one-stop shop for sports fan wisdom and the jams to go along. Sports on Tap is back. Is back.
With JD and the Puss
on 95.5 KLOS.
I don't know, maybe I'll give myself a Bushka fact. I don't know. We got plenty of those to go around. We will tell you what's happening on TV today, and there's plenty. Sports on Tap, 95.5 KLOS. Here's Pink Floyd.
KLOS.
Yeah.
95.5 KLOS Sports on Tap with JD and the Bush this morning. And, you know, the ball's juiced. The ball is juiced. All these home runs was a 3 grand slams last night. Come on, man.
When every game was 2-1 the year before.
Last year.
I loved it the last couple of years, at 3-2. But then when 7 people actually show up at the game, you know, and they're all as old as us with their scorebooks. I love these low-scoring games. And look, they had to do something, try to get people more
now,
energized.
Now it's 9-11. Your football scores, and I don't know how you could really argue that the ball's not juiced.
Yeah, and every fan at a baseball game, the average age is, what, 18? And they all Instagram while they're at the game. Hey, let me Snapchat them at the game. Oh, my God, another home run. You know, they've completely gone to the other side.
The show's attorney, thank you for the Raider music, the show's attorney, Drew Sherman, on the phone now to talk about a couple of things. And I'm wondering, we'll go back to the baseball thing in a second. Good morning, Drew.
Good morning, gentlemen. Love hearing that music. Sounds like victory.
Yeah, except for last night when the Rams beat you all, even though it's preseason. Whoops.
Yeah, third stringers, guys. Third stringers.
It's good to see Derek Carr out there running around on that leg, though. Last time you saw him in the field was Christmas Eve, and it was not a pretty sight.
Oh, most definitely looking good seeing Derek Carr. Also, Marshawn Lynch looking good. I love it.
All right, let's get to the fact that we may not be watching football or playing fantasy football. That'll could be a little side collateral damage if the NFL does indeed go on strike. There's been talk of a work stoppage, and it's laughable, I think, to call professional sports players not playing for millions of dollars a work stoppage. Nonetheless, they're saying the end of the 2020 season is the end of the latest collective bargaining agreement, so that there may be trouble getting everybody back to work before they go for the 2021 season.
Yeah, I mean, listen, first of all, Jim, who's gonna pay for all the Maseratis and the Range Rovers and stuff like that if the players are not, you know, earning a paycheck?
Well, they're going to use their degree they got in Alabama.
And go get a job at a Fortune 500 company or as a CEO.
At the YMCA, they're going to be your kids' camp counselor over the summer.
That's a good point, Ron. I like that.
Thank you.
Ron.
You know, here's you said that the ancillary part of this is the fantasy football. I think, actually, that could play a major role in any work stoppage that could possibly come in the 2021 season. You know, fantasy football has become such a
big-time,
you know, moneymaker all the way around for all these different types of businesses, including advertising, that kind of work stoppage, when you don't have the real players where everybody has their fantasy lineups, could have a significant impact on how the owners negotiate, on how the players negotiate. I really do think that people are discounting it a little too much, that it is a big factor. I mean, the last time we had a real work stoppage was, what, 87?
87.
Yeah.
That was the bad year. That's when you had all the guys crossing the line. I mean, you had big names cross that. Joe Montana crossed that picket line.
Yeah.
Yeah. But and think about it, though. In 87, fantasy, I mean, rotisserie football, as we called it back then, you had to go to the newspaper and get all the stats at the end of the week.
Oh, my God, that's right. That is where you went and got that, right? That's right. Pre-internet.
Look, that's what also spawned the movie The Replacements. I mean, any movie Keanu Reeves is in is awesome. I mean, come on. This is one of the few guys that's actually a better musician than he is an actor, right?
Yeah, Point Break is one of my favorite movies. I don't feel like surfing today, Bodie.
I am an FBI agent!
What?
No, you're not. You're better in Dog Star than you are on the silver screen. God, come on. And hey, can you play some Dog Star after this? Can you got any Dog Star?
Yeah, we'll go look for that. We'll see if we can find some Dog Star.
Yeah, I'd be surprised if anybody had any Dog Star.
Dust the CDs off over there. Oh man, work stoppage. So, Jim and I really want to know is there any way you can represent us and get us signed through 2021 so we still get paid even if there is a work stoppage?
Even if there's no football.
Yeah.
Well, yes, the problem is that for you guys, I can't work on contingency because it's got to be an hourly thing. So just keep that in mind.
Minimum wage, baby.
That bill just keeps growing, doesn't it? Keeps on growing.
Hey, don't talk to me. Talk to my back office.
All right, Drew, thanks for the update, man. Appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.
All right, very good. There's Drew Sherman assuring us that there will be a work stoppage. It's going to happen.
Yeah.
It's going to happen this time.
Of course it is, because guys like Richard Sherman, the smart guys get together with the dumb guys and say, hey, you know what? We should make baseball player money, which you shouldn't, because they play a lot more games than you. And we should make basketball player money. No, you shouldn't.
No.
The only thing the NFL has going for them, those players can argue, is more people watch our product than your product. That's it. That's the only thing they're basing this on, period.
Yeah.
That's it. 162 games, 16 games. That's 10 times as much.
Yeah, 10.
Yes.
10.
You work 10 times as hard as I do, JD. You make 10 times more than I do. It should be that way, you know? Granted. In fact, I'd do this for free just to sit next to you.
All right. Just a little out of tradition, a little out of place here. What about a Bushka fact? Do I have time for you to scramble around and get a Bushka fact going here?
Now, Bushka facts.
That is incredible.
What?
Incredible yet true.
All right, one of my least favorite words to say.
Dodgers?
No, assault.
Oh.
Okay, yeah, I'm just so used to it in my three.
Second.
Now, human resources, that's on there too. Is that on here politically correct? Or is it?
Maybe.
There is an assault, and it doesn't involve Ezekiel Elliott. We're going to start. Okay.
Oh.
Yeah, it's against Major League Baseball's all-time home run record. An Angel slugger. He is making history right here in Southern California. Do you know who it is, Dave? Yeah. You know you don't. Okay, I'll tell you next. It's Sports on Tap on 95.5 KLOS.
Yeah.
Now, Mushka Facts.
That is incredible.
What?
Incredible yet true.
We like jumbled the lineup this morning. Switched up the lineup. Try and get some base hits early in the game. Huh?
Yeah, that's what the Angels are doing. Look at them now, man. They're two games above 500, and they're coming for you, Dodgers. All right, there's an assault on Major League Baseball's all-time home run record because of this guy making history right here in Southern California. We're talking Albert Pujols. He hit his 18th home run of the year, number 609 and 17 season career.
This ties him with?
This ties him with Sammy Sosa.
Sammy Sosa.
Yeah, is what it is, yeah. Right. And remember, Sosa's a guy who went on the DL because he sneezed too hard and hurt his...
Have you seen Sammy Sosa lately?
No.
Oh, man.
What's it like?
He's Mr. Puniverse.
Oh, really?
You look like you could put him in the Mr. Puniverse. He's somehow not nearly as large as he was back then.
Yeah, a lot of guys are that way. It's just, I don't know what it is. Maybe they just don't hit the weights as hard, right? Most home runs hit by a player born outside of the United States of America.
So he needs, what, 51 to catch Mays, right?
Mays was 661. 60. Oh, 660, yeah, 666, 51, yep.
So he needs can he stick around long enough to hit 50 more home runs? Because what he would say was that was 18 on the season?
Yeah, 18.
That's
on...
three more years. That's not going to happen. No, he's not going to catch Mays.
I mean, I guess you DH the guy, stick him, but that's pretty much where he's at now, you know, just right.
Yeah, you know, and he's going to go for what, about maybe a couple more in the season, so he's going to run for 2021, something like that.
Yeah, we got to have a farewell tour for him and stuff. So really, I guess maybe...
But some people give him rocking chairs made out of broken bats.
Oh, yeah.
Haven't we just seen all that?
Groove it right down the middle to him. Here you go. Here it comes. There it goes. Great job. You know, I mean, it doesn't have the same feel, does it?
All right. So let's talk about your squad. And we haven't even started football season yet. But
2-0, baby.
Michael Bennett. Yeah, you're 2-0 in the preseason.
I'd rather be 2-0 than 0-2, wouldn't you?
Michael Bennett has decided that he's going to take up the mantle for Colin Kaepernick. He sat for the last two games in the anthem, and he's got all the mouths wagging. Now Justin Britt, your boy Justin Britt, decided he'd walk over there, but I don't understand what that was all about. He walked over and stood next to Bennett, and he put his hand on his shoulder. Right. Now, Michael Bennett is a guy that came out last week, and he said he needed a white player, or a white player needed to join the protest. Quote, it would take a white player to really get things changed. So Justin Britt steps up, but he didn't sit.
Yeah, if he wants a white player to really change things, he should talk to Russell Wilson, okay? Because that would help matters.
Wait a minute.
That would help matters right there. He needs Russell Wilson, who's the Tiger Woods of quarterbacks, really, to...
Okay.
I'm just waiting for his whole deck of cards to fall down and something to come out on God Squad over there with Wilson.
Hey, all it takes is a little kind of... little tiny car wreck on a Sunday morning.
What were you doing with 11 other people in the car? Weren't related to you. Don't worry about it.
Is Michael Bennett going to do this all season long? Because the point I want to make with this is Kaepernick, he's a backup. And, you know, it was this side distraction thing. And so it was no big deal. This is, would you say this is the, besides Russell Wilson, the most important player on your team?
Yeah, one of them. I would definitely say he's one of the best three
players
on the team.
There's no way anybody thinks about him being a distraction or a problem because you don't want to upset one of the greatest players on your team.
Yeah, you know.
Is he going to do this every week?
He could. Look, this is athletes, and they're not the brightest people. We all know that, okay?
What?
They're there to get out there and play.
Come on, they all went to college.
What other platform do they have to try to voice their concern? I mean, you can wear stuff on your body that you're going to get fined from the NFL. Yeah. So this is the way they go about doing it. But that stuff from Britt was weak. It was like when Trump gave his speeches. He went to Switzerland, you know, last week. Yeah, I condone both sides is what it is. You don't sit there when a guy's kneeling for the anthem. You know what? I'm going to go stand next to the one brother that's doing it, but I'm going to stand, not kneel, and sit. And put my hand on his shoulder, but then the other hand's going to go over my heart. See, so I'm kind of appealing and appeasing both people. People now know who Justin Britt is because of that. I know who Justin Britt is because his wife is smoking and I follow her on Twitter. That's how I know who Justin. Oh, your husband plays for the Seahawks? Jesus, I didn't know that. I just saw y'all had the same last name. You know, so that's the reason you follow half these NFL guys. So you can, you know, look at their wags, as they call them, wives and girlfriends going, God, if you didn't play football. You worked at 7-Eleven with your mullet, man. You'd be just like the rest
of
us.
Well, Colin Kaepernick has now found his way to the Smithsonian because the curators
Smithsonian found his way to Colin Kaepernick.
Yeah, has decided they want a jersey and a pair of cleats to put into the Smithsonian as part of the Black Lives Matter display in the Smithsonian. So Colin Kaepernick will be immortalized in the Smithsonian, the nation's capital forevermore.
You know, I would try to see if I could get that Dolphins hat that he was wearing when he was out partying in that picture.
The beginning.
That was great. Yeah, here he is, a Niners quarterback.
I wear what I want.
Out partying, wearing a Dolphins Dolphins hat. Okay, look, I get it. You don't got to wear a Warriors or a San Francisco Giants hat if you play in San Francisco, but you can't wear another NFL team when you're the quarterback of... I've always been a Dolphins fan. Dude, you grew up in Milwaukee. No, you haven't.
So we spoke to the show's attorney a few minutes ago about the possible strike coming up in the NFL. Don't worry, it's not happening this year. It's not happening for a couple of years. Yep. But there could be huge, huge collateral damage that would affect you, me, and millions of other people. We'll tell you about it coming up. Sports on Tap on 95.5 KLOS.